What are the major things that you're seeking?
So some of those principles include creating more avenues for submission of civilian complaints, understanding that for many folks it can be very intimidating to have to file the complaint at the police department, which is the only current option. So we'd like to see those options expanded. In Urbana, the city human resources department can take a complaint. And then we'd also like to propose that if we establish a civilian review board, that entity would also be capable of taking complaints. We'd also like independent review of civilian complaints. So while BPD would still be in charge of conducting the main investigation, we'd like for there to be an opportunity that if someone receives the conclusion of the complaint and is not satisfied, that they can then appeal to a second set of eyes that is made up of, you know, peers and civilians. So kind of thinking about it like a jury who would be able to go through and look at what BPD looked at and determine whether they are on the same page or whether they have recommendations for the department. So once that second set of eyes has looked at the investigation, it includes the ability for the CRB to issue recommendations to the chief of police or the city manager or whomever the appropriate party would be, who would then retain final consideration and execution about what the appropriate action step is within the department. Finally, and I think very importantly, we would like the CRB to have the opportunity to make recommendations on departmental policies and practices so that we don't have to start the conversation over again every time that something happens or a change needs to be made. We'd like this this review board to also serve as an advisory to the police to help them build more trust within the community.
Why is this something that YWCA would be backing?
One of our policy priorities is to end racial profiling and the criminalization of people of color. So this falls very much in line with what we're trying to do. It is hard to make recommendations for how to improve the police department, how to help them do their jobs better, how to have a collaborative relationship with them when we don't have the data. And unfortunately, there's a huge disconnect in the community where we hear lots of folks saying that they're not satisfied with the current process, but who aren't coming forward and filing formal complaints. So, you know, I think one first step to figuring out how we can make our community safer for everybody and how community can work best with police is to start to remove some of those barriers that keep people from speaking up when something has happened to them that they don't believe to be fair.
Do you have any sense of movement on the part of the police department?
I think Chief Hefner wants what's best for the community, and I think hearing from various stakeholders about the positives that this would bring might help give him a sense of assurance that the purpose of the CRB isn't to say, well, the police are bad and look at all the bad things they're doing, but rather an effort from folks in the community to say, hey, we want to help you make the best out of this department, and we want to play a role in that, and we understand that you all are the experts on the one side of the equation, but we are the folks who are kind of interacting with police officers day in and day out, so here are some things that we think would be helpful to incorporate into your model of community policing. So if this is perceived to be an attack, then of course there would be some resistance, but I think once he hears from folks who genuinely have no other agenda than to make the community a safer, better place and a just place for everybody, I hope that he is able to hear that.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate your comments on this.
Thanks a lot, Judy.